If you're a Packers fan, would you rather see him win this season or next year? Well, this season, of course. Well, as the official proud window partners of Titletown, Pella of Wisconsin can make it so you win dough this season too. While so many others are saying, wait till next year to have your leaky, stuck, or squeaky windows and doors replaced, Pella of Wisconsin can have your new windows installed in as little as 8 weeks. Why shiver like you're in the huddle at Lambeau Field in January when you can be home all cozy and warm, surrounded by family and friends and Pella Windows. Plus, 555 is back. Get up to 5 years, no interest, in 5 months, no first payment. And if you order at your initial appointment, even up to 5% same-day order savings. Set your consultation today at PellaWI.com/radio. PellaWI.com/radio. Or call 855-PELLA-WI. 855-PELLA-WI. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Welcome back. Joe Giganti, your regular Joe, here with you on this Wednesday morning, inviting you to be a part of the conversation. 888-455-1360, 888-455-1360 is the number if you want to be a part of it. You can text 79489, or you can email me at regular.joe@mwcradio.com. Going to go to the phones real quick. We've got Travis in Brilliant. Good morning, Travis. How are you? Travis, you with us?
Question about
I'm sorry. Go start over if you will. There was a technical glitch. You weren't on the board there, Travis. Good morning. Go ahead.
Oh, morning, Joe. The response I have to your question about General Miley Cyrus is, you know, I agree that he should be court-martialed and held to the standards of the law, the Constitution, and everybody else that he worked with. But realistically, even if we have all the proof in the world, do you actually think that's ever going to happen? I mean, we had an election in California yesterday, and there's reports. Now, they're not, I don't know how true they are yet, but I'm sure it's all got to be investigated, of people going to the polls and to vote saying that they had already voted when they didn't. How are we supposed to change anything in this country when we can't even elect the people that we want to get elected? It's like, in my opinion, I'm a farmer. You get things done. You can't make excuses. When it's time to harvest, you have to harvest no matter what it takes. Otherwise, you lose everything. And the question I have is, when you go to spray, say, a field or your lawn, for instance, for weeds, you don't go out there and pick one weed at a time, because by the time you turn around, those weeds are already regrowing.
Right.
You spray the whole field and you start over. And I get so frustrated because I love the things that, especially in our small community, our surrounding counties are doing. People that I never even knew were involved in politics, getting involved in politics, or, you know, as far as changing things. But as soon as you make 1 foot of ground one way, you look behind you and it's all eroded and they're deeper yet, you know? So how are we supposed to change anything, or how are we supposed to uphold laws when the people that are breaking the laws don't care about laws and don't get held accountable?
Well, it's all good. Very, very fair questions, Travis. And I think, you know, to kind of tie this together, I was talking yesterday, which is still in the news today, about the investigation into the 2020 elections here in Wisconsin, and that Justice Gableman apparently sent a letter or notice to different clerks about preserving evidence, but he sent it from a private Gmail account by email, not certified letter, and so forth. And I was pointing out that that's some pretty blatant incompetence on the part of a guy that's a former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice that's supposed to be the professional in the room, right? This is why Robin Voss picked him. He was going to get to the bottom of things and do everything right, et cetera, et cetera. And you bring up this point. First of all, there seems to be a grave amount of incompetence across the board. You know, I know you've mentioned before, you have a farm. If you had this level of incompetence, you wouldn't have a crop. Right? You wouldn't be allowed to.
I wouldn't have a prayer. I wouldn't have a farm. I wouldn't have anything. If I operated the way our government is operating right now, I would have absolutely nothing.
And I think what, and again, I know this part is frustrating, but it does still come back to us, meaning us, the sovereigns, because there's a couple factors. And one of the parts of the Band-Aid that Sting's pulling off is recognizing that for better or for worse, we haven't done the job that we should have. Not everyone, not enough of us, not consistently enough over the past couple decades of vetting the people that we're hiring for these jobs. You know, when you, again, to use the analogy, you hire people hands on your farm to help do the work, whatever that may be, you're either going to closely pay attention, make sure they can do it, or you're going to find out, right, if the crop's not coming in, the cows aren't producing, whatever, you know, it might be, and you're going to get rid of them. And you're going to find someone that's going to do the job better. And that's really part of the pruning we have to do. And you know, there's got to be a consistency, right? I mean, this is, and I know this isn't a deal with you, Travis. I've talked to you enough times on the radio. But look, there's a lot of people, and this is, I get myself in trouble. But we got to look around. How did we get where we are? And the fact is, when I first came to Wisconsin in 2007, I was struck by the predominance of Democratic elected officials, because as I talked to the people in the state of Wisconsin, they were very conservative. Their values are very conservative. They live and act in very conservative ways, except when it came to the ballot box. Now, the union thing was part of that. A lot of people, I can't even say what the event was, but I was with people that I knew, good people, conservative people. And we were having this general conversation, and a couple of them were retired union workers. And these hardcore conservatives immediately started to defend the unions when they came up as being necessary, and they needed all those benefits. They needed that, you know, 40-year retirement and all these. And it was, and I pointed out to them the hypocrisy of what they're saying. I said, because what you're arguing, you're saying you believe something, well, but except for as it applies to you. Then you, and they admitted that they supported things, that they'd vote for Democrats because it's going to ensure that they'd get those benefits. And we see that with agriculture. There's people that are very conservative, but, you know, the Democrats tend to want to give more money to agriculture, so they'll go out and support them. We've got to stop. This is where it goes to that question of what do you love more, the truth or comfort? And what I hear you saying is we need to get back to the truth, because when we choose comfort, we get these kind of buffoons. We get people like General Miley Cyrus. We get people, for that matter, I don't even think Gableman's a buffoon necessarily. Robin Voss is absolutely 100%. I don't know what's going on with Gableman right now. All I know is that if that's his first shot across the bow, no one's taking him serious. And that's a pretty pathetic thing, because this is a very serious issue. If, as you said, if we cannot trust the people that we're, that, first of all, if we can't trust that our vote even matters, much less that the people Correct. We're voting for are going to do it, well, then we aren't in a republic anymore. And so this is why it boggles my mind that you have tiny little people, little Napoleons, little Kim Jong-uns of Wisconsin like Robin Voss that won't stand up and step up and get the job done. Because it's all
about money. That's where it all comes from. It's all about money and power, and that is all them people care about. And until you strip away their money or where they're getting it from and their power, nothing will change. That's how I feel.
No, look,
you
are 100% spot on. There's a, you know, I'm not a big Dr. Phil guy, right? I mean, I think he's kind of more glitz and sizzle than he is steak. But I remember I caught some episode years ago. I was doing show prep. I don't even remember whoever the guest was, but for some reason it had come across my computer that, you know, this might be something to look at for the show. And in the discussion he was having, I think he was just talking to parents or something, and he said, look, you've got to understand what people's currency is. And if you want to see change, you've got to cut off their currency. And he wasn't at that time speaking about money, just whatever it is that moves that person. And it's always stuck with Correct. Me, because what you're saying is true. The currency of politicians, and apparently now the elite military classes like Miley Cyrus here, but the currency for them is power, money, and influence. And if they won't do something for the right reason, insert Robin Voss, then make them do it for the things that matter to them. Make a threat, and I don't mean a physical one. The left-wing nuts are now all running. They're running to their computers, dear FCC. But you threaten their power, their money, and their influence, and you have their attention. Every single time. Every single time there's a credible threat to their ability to continue to run their fiefdom, they pay attention. And that's exactly the pressure that needs to be brought to bear to Robin Voss, and for that matter, to every member of our elected body in Wisconsin, if they aren't taking this serious. They want to have super majorities, and they want to sweep Tony Evers out of office, which I'd love to do, by the way. I can't stand Tony Evers. I can't wait for the day that he's ex-governor Tony Evers. But this is not a threat. This is a statement of reality. It's not going to happen if they don't take things seriously and get to the bottom of 2020. And not only that, but the things we're seeing with General Miley right now, the things that we're seeing in Afghanistan, certainly the things we even see in our state of Wisconsin, these are not going to only continue to happen. They're going to get worse if we just let people sit back and go, well, I mean, you know, that's bad, but, you know, he served the country well before that. Don't care what he has done. He should be removed immediately from the removing him from the chairmanship of the Joint Chiefs of Staff does not take him out of the military. It does not remove him from the military, but it removes him from that position of influence, number one. Then there should be a full investigation of what was said and what was done. If it is real, he should face a court-martial because he's treasonous. And we should have zero tolerance for it. And I don't care, by the way, if he was doing that to Barack Obama, if he was doing it to Joe Biden, or if he's doing it to Donald Trump. These are acts of treason. And if, for the love of God, if we can't get Americans to stand up and say, we won't tolerate treason, then maybe the great experiment of the Republic is done. I personally don't think it's done, but really, if that's where we are, where people are going to say, well, but, you know, I've got this great job and I can't really be distracted by that, well, then we get what we deserve. And we need to be better than that. We need to be better. We need to demand better if we want better. Travis, I appreciate the call as always, my friend. Keep fighting the good fight. Don't take what I just said. That's not me giving up. This is me challenging people. What will it take? What will it take to shake you from your apathetic slumbers? And I'm speaking to you in the mushy middle. Oh, I'm 30,000 feet. I don't really get involved in partisan politics. Treason's not partisan. Unless, I don't know, you favor the communist Chinese as well. And for you on the left that are out there saying, well, he's such a hero. Suddenly you love the military, right? The military that you wanted to defund since the day you were out of your diapers. Well, I guess some of you have never gotten out of your diapers or your mom's basement. But either way, now, oh, this General Miley guy, he's my kind of general. You wouldn't even know which end of the gun to point if you were in the military. And you're going to sit here and try to be like, oh, this is what we need in chairmen of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Wake up. Because you know what you're going to be if this is allowed to continue? If you on the left and you in the mushy middle, who, by the way, tune in every day for the truth, but just don't want to hear it, don't want to let it sink in. Don't think that you're like General Miley. You're getting yourself a place at the table. The table ain't that big. And if you allow the left to continue to try to grab power, to rob us of our freedom and liberty, the very things in our Constitution that guarantee us freedom, no matter who the president is, no matter what general has his head in a dark orifice, if you continue to do that, you're going to end up being cannon fodder. Not from us. Don't you even think. Not from the conservatives. No, those very people that you're worshiping, the toes you're licking right now, they will be the first ones to throw you to the wolves because they know you for what you are. Useful idiots that are willing to put up with this because, oh, it's going to be so good. The government's going to take care of me. Go to Venezuela and ask them how that's been working out for them. Talk to somebody, like I mentioned when I was in the backstage VIP soundcheck segment with Dr. Jake Jacobs. There's two men in the state of Wisconsin that aren't hard to find. Dr. Yuri Maltsev and Dr. Romel Garcia Montella. The former escaped communist Russia and lives in Wisconsin and will tell anyone that's willing to listen that we're marching right towards that kind of dystopian future if we don't pay attention. And he was there at one of the higher levels. So he speaks from experience. Dr. Montella, he got out of Venezuela, still has family back there. They'll tell you how wonderful it is, how it's such a great utopia. No, they won't. They won't. They'll tell you the truth that seemingly so many aren't willing to embrace. Do you know what socialism is? It's a prescription for disaster. It's a prescription. You know what socialism in the United States will do? It'll make the corona, for all of you people hiding in your pajamas, worried to take a deep breath because coronavirus is out there, it'll make it look like child's play to you. You'll have dead bodies in the street. You'll have food lines. You'll have a complete disruption of everything you take for granted, including that streaming service that gets you PBS. That's what you're in. That's what you're supporting. You may not want to see that now, but that's what you're supporting. And we're seeing it at every level. This is the same general that's been making excuses for the past 5 weeks for the death of 13 servicemen that didn't have to die. But under the incompetent, corrupt leadership of himself and Joe Biden, Anthony Blinken, that's what we're dealing with right now. I'm going to get back to the phones. 888-455-1360. 888-455-1360. Going to go to Barry, another retired military member. Barry in Green Bay, good morning. How are you?
Good, good, Joe. And I want to thank you because you're in my head. I want to thank you so much. You, about the time I wish I had a microphone like you, and I want to speak my piece. You say exactly what I'm thinking. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
I'm happy to do it, Barry. I mean, look, if we aren't willing to speak the truth and defend it, then we can't say anything.
Well, and this is exactly, Joe, this is exactly what I dealt with for 20 years. I was in the Coast Guard doing anti-terrorism. I was the port security guy in San Francisco for the Capitol San Francisco. I would go up until September 2000. I would go over to Washington, D.C. I would go to Virginia. I would go to meetings with the Navy intelligence. I'd come back to my bosses and tell them, hey, there's this Osama bin Laden guy who wants to fly planes into buildings. And they go, that's nice anyway. And I go, what do you mean that's nice anyway? What the hell? Is no one listening? So it's this kind of incompetence. This guy here, I'll tell you right now, he is in violation. If this is in fact true, okay, I'll give him that. If in fact this is true, he's in violation of so many articles of UCMJ I can't begin to tell you. And probably the thing that pisses me off the most is he's a freaking goddamn general. He's not a buck private. He's not a kid. He's not someone who just joined the military. He doesn't know what the hell UCMJ stands for.
Well, look, remember, Barry, PG-13. We got to keep PG-13 on the show. But I understand the frustration, man. I do. And I've said this. For the people that have served this country and served it honorably, to see, you know, there's the Peter principle, right? You fail your way to the highest level of incompetence. Apparently, he's proving this in the position that he's got himself to, how he made it to this. And I heard one military expert say, well, you know, if he gets to be the rank he is and the position he is, he's got to be political. That's got to stop. We don't need politics in the military. And as someone that served, I know you know this too, Barry, that when you're at war, right, politics don't matter. If you're in a battlefield in a foxhole, you don't care if it's a Republican or Democrat next to you. What you care about is that they've got your back, that they know what their job is, their MOS, and that they're working in tandem with you to fulfill that mission. That shouldn't change as you get higher and higher in the ranks. It just shouldn't. Because the truth doesn't change. The mission doesn't change. The job of our military is to protect us from threats abroad, from anyone that would, well, foreign and domestic. That is what the oath is, foreign and domestic. And there's a reason in the brilliance of our founding fathers, the domestic part was put in there. So, I thank you, and I thank you for the call, Barry, very much. But you're right. And the fact of the matter is, it shouldn't be allowed. We shouldn't be able to sit there and hear people say, well, you know, I mean, if they're going to get up to that level, they're pretty political. Like, oh, well, that makes it okay. No, it doesn't. I said it before. This government needs an enema. I mean, a powerful one. We got to break things down and rebuild.
Is the Regular Joe Radio Show. Markley Van.